Alright, welcome to episode 23 of 2P Start Live. He's Tim.
And he is Ray.
And we hope you enjoy the show. But first, trivia for you. Our winner from last week, who was the quickest to correctly answer what this song is Gabe, who said,
I believe the answer to the trivia for you question on the podcast episode 22 is the music from the game Mega Man Network transmission on GameCube. You hear the music after you press start and go to the screen at Land's Room, and it can also be heard in every screen across AC/DC Town.
Yes, it is indeed from Mega Man Network transmission on GameCube when you are in Land's Room. That's where this song officially comes from, although a lamer version does appear in all of, like, the Game Boy Advance titles of the same sort of genre, all with Battle Network stuff. So Gabe, you know the drill. I'll be making your picture into a floating two-piece start head and then adding you to our contest winners page along with everybody else. As such, here's our next contest. Leave us a comment or send us an email and tell us what game this chime is from. Remember, if you can correctly name where you hear the chime in the game as well, you gain an extra edge against the competition if your correct entries are only a day apart, so let the guessing begin.
Yeah, and I have to apologize, the contest winners page hasn't been updated in a few weeks, I don't think.
Well, first, it was my fault for not doing the art quick enough.
Yes.
And then Tim just hasn't put it up either.
Well, so. It was also our winner's faults for not getting us picture. I think we're still missing a picture, aren't we?
No. The one, yeah, we're still missing last week's, or I guess 2 weeks ago now, but the one before that, I forget who it was, but he DJ, I believe, he had his in way on time. He was good.
Yeah, I think maybe I even asked him again for it, and he's like, I thought I already got this to you guys.
Yep.
So I was like,
he was right.
I don't know. All I know is Ray didn't do it, so just.
What I love is that he slipped me a little piece of, like, Sonic fan art wallpaper. And I was like, hey, that's really awesome. And then I'm like, how big is this? Like, oh, it's like half the size of my screen. So I was like, I'm not going to be able to use this unless it's at least, you know, 6,000 by 28,000. No, I'm kidding. But got a big screen, people.
Yep.
Don't underestimate it. Yeah, so Tim, you've been relatively quiet this podcast, actually. What?
Oh, more Vista problems. That's why the podcast was delayed. So,
Yep.
Actually, I'm doing this on my XP laptop, but yeah, I'm just getting back into the swing of things. I was helping a friend move up to Portland over the weekend, Thursday through Sunday, and I had to drive up there, and I was a little bummed. I drove right through your town there, Ray, and and didn't get a chance to see you because we were busy moving and stuff, but
didn't even want to come over and get killed at Smash Brothers.
At Smash Brothers in person. Well, see, that actually, I was avoiding you because I knew if I ever played that game with you in person, I couldn't blame it on lag anymore.
It would just make me better. It would just make me stronger.
Like, yeah.
Whenever I play online, for some reason our connection is really bad. I don't know what it is. Like,
yeah,
my online experience is not a positive one with Smash Brothers, and like everything I do has, like, a delay of, like, half a second. And so when you're trying to play as, like, Ike or Ganondorf, like, good luck. You know, you're just like, so he wasn't slow enough already. Now he's just, like, really behind the times. And yeah, you still lost pretty bad last night, but I won't hold
you
against
you. Yeah, I did.
I can see the one part where you just gave up. You just started falling off the edge.
It got to the point where I was like, you know what? I'll have more fun right now if I just take Pikachu and do a little lemmings and just jump over the edge here.
And then
it just looks so funny. It looks so funny just watching him, like, go from the center of the stage, just scamper across the stage, and just jump off the edge, you know.
And I'd chase after you, and I'd try to knock you, and then like I would die in the process. Usually before you would die too, which is funny because like you were trying to get out as fast as you could, yet I'd still beat you to the death.
That was that was the most fun I had last night. So
I'm sorry, man.
No, I think I beat you one time overall, but it may have been like when you were Ganondorf or something, and.
Mm.
I hadn't played in a long time, and some of those stages I still don't know. Like, what was it, Rainbow something
Rainbow
stage?
Rainbow Cruise.
Yeah, I'm like, wait, is this stage moving? Because I just died. Oh, yeah, moves around a lot. Like, I'm just not used to it yet, you know?
Oh, man. Yeah, you know, you were mentioning that you've been kind of out of it, and I have too, actually. Like, I've been... Like, you know, we were talking about, what's our topic of the week going to be? And I'm like, I don't know. Like, we could talk about WiiWare, but I haven't really been following that.
Yeah.
We could talk about upcoming games, but I haven't really been following that. It's like, ever since I got Smash Brothers, like, I just really haven't cared about any new video game news at all. Like, any new screens of Mario Kart, like, yeah, whatever. You know, any, like, basically the only thing that got me slightly interested was when I heard Sega might be doing a new Skies of Arcadia. And who knows if they'll just destroy it or not, but I was like, hey, there's some potential there. I'm looking forward to that, I guess. But other than that, I mean, I don't know. Like, I guess Smash is just taking up so much time and I'm just having so much fun, and it's, you know, seeing characters in the best light that they'll be in for quite some time. I'm not excited for anything else. I just feel kind of bad. And you know, you guys are always telling me to get off my butt and do something, and I will have you guys let you guys know I did have an interview today for a job, so hopefully I'll be hearing the callbacks.
No.
Yeah, and then no more comics that actually look good.
I was gonna say, hey, Ray, if they need a letter of recommendation or a reference to call, be sure to let them know that they can call me.
I already did, so you're
okay.
Set.
Good, because I'm going to say, that guy, you do not want to hire him. And then when you don't get the job, I'll be like, oh man, sorry, Ray. I guess you'll just have to make the comic that much better.
Yeah, looks like you can finally do that 24-panel comic I was proposing. Yeah. with unique art for every single panel.
Or I can hold it over you like, hey Ray, you know that really difficult one I wanted you to draw? Well, if you don't draw by Wednesday... And I get a phone call from this employer. I'm not sure I can say that you're really up to snuff for this job. I would never do that, though.
We're good friends.
Yes.
Not
but,
when we're playing Smash Bros. Online. We're not good friends at all, but any other time
I have to change my little comments so they'll be race-specific.
You have, like, four different ways of saying, I suck.
Oh, I know. Lag, I suck. What was the other ones?
I suck! Like, right?
No, they're all different.
No, not really. There's just like, but one's just all in caps, and one's not.
No. You missed... they're all different sayings, but they all basically point to me giving an excuse for why I'm no good. But, yeah, I don't know. But I did want to say, some people are a little disappointed in the lack of wallpapers and such in our extra section. So
yeah, it's a shame, isn't it?
It is a shame.
I wonder how much longer they'll have to be waiting. It could be forever.
I hope it's not too long.
Well, what am I supposed to put up there?
Well, there's been a lot of suggestions.
Yeah, I guess I'm not like yelling about it or anything. I'm just like, I haven't thought of anything. I mean, there have been some suggestions like, hey, put the whole wheel on the screen. It's like, you guys don't want to see the whole wheel because there are things there are some things that don't exist on the wheel that are better left to your imagination.
Right.
And
oh man.
Part of that had to do with making the framing look cool, and part of it had to do with laziness. You know, it was the two. But hey, I was trying to get ready for the interview. You know, I had to get my stuff together.
Just don't show them that comic in the interview. You know, that they're like, well, you know, we're impressed with this, but. You didn't finish the wheel.
Yeah.
So, it shows you do about, 75% of the work there, Ray?
It was nice because one of the people that were interviewing me did have a grasp of video games, at least. I showed him, like, the Professor Layton comic, and he was like, hey, that's Professor Layton in The Curious Village, right? I was like, yeah. Like, oh, good, I don't have them. Like, oh my god, video games. Get out of
yeah,
here.
Yeah.
So that was. But I probably shouldn't say much else. They're probably listening in right now.
Yeah, what is he
they're,
saying?
They're spying. They're digging up my Facebook page. No, they're right. They're great. They're really great people, so hopefully I'll hear something soon. Looking forward to it. So there's, you know, you guys were pretty upset about the short length of the podcast last week. And
Yes, podcast length.
And, you know, I was actually quite pleased with what everybody had to say. It was really nice. Actually, like, we had so many responses. I was like, I didn't even know that many people listened to our podcast. I'm like, that's pretty cool. I was pretty impressed. And, you know, there's for every person that, like, says something, there's got to be, like, five people who don't, right? Like, that's just the way the internet kind of works, unless our fans are all just so dedicated they all have to comment. But so, you know, I'm really happy that people are listening to the podcast and you guys are enjoying them, and you write in, you're like, dude, 15 minutes was too short, you guys are funny, I want to hear more. It's like, wow, cool, that's great.
Well, I'm still trying to grasp the concept that people actually want to hear the sound of my voice or that I have anything worthwhile saying that people would care to listen, you know.
I think it's the contrast, to be honest. Like, yeah, I've got the really high-pitched voice, and then people are like, oh, Tim's great because he helps balance it out, or vice versa. And I think if it was like two Rays, I don't know. That'd be a little
much.
Yeah,
but no, I think, you know, I think the vote came in at the highest percentage was 30 minutes, but there were a lot of 15 and a lot of 45s. So, I mean, I think we'll keep doing what we're doing, but we did get, I think Dr. Game and some others, you know, mentioned that they felt that, you know, sometimes maybe we were holding back or not saying as much because we want to, you know, rush.
Keep things moving along a little bit, yeah.
And I think that's true. Like, we're like, let's just hit the highlights, and maybe there is more there that's interesting, and I guess
right.
we'll try to not do that anymore where we kind of blow through something, you know, just for the sake of time. So we'll just...
I don't know. I always think it's better to be on your toes than to relax too much.
Sure, sure.
When, like, if I really start relaxing, like, pretty soon we're going to be like, hold on, I got to take a sip here.
Yeah. I don't like podcasts where people are eating, you know. It's my lunch break, so I thought I'd make a podcast.
I guess I better put this banana away. Well, I, you know what I propose is one of these days we have to do a special edition podcast that is 8 hours long. And throughout the podcast, I'm going to say a letter out loud. And so whoever can listen to the whole thing, write down all the letters and then fill it all out, we should send them something really cool, like a picture of us smiling or something. Really,
well, I think you should whisper the letters so that people have to use earphones. So they have to be, like, right next to their computer. They, can't
yeah,
just
they have to have it plugged into their ears. They can't be like... Don't give it away yet.
Okay. But no, that was... I think that was good, hearing what everybody had to say, so...
Again, I'm just really happy people are listening and having fun, and I really appreciate that. So thanks everybody for letting us do what we do, and apparently are still interesting enough.
Yeah.
See, my question is, what day are we going to get off topic and talk about things just not video game related at all? Like incredibly non-related. Because, like, not even about you or me, because sometimes we'll talk about personal things, like my job interview or something, but
yeah.
when are we going to get so off that people are just like, what is this? That's what I wonder. And what would it be about, and why?
I was thinking about this, like Penny Arcade, for example, like their recent comics are nothing about video games. A number of them have been completely unrelated. They're mostly about the personalities of, you know, Gabe and Tycho, and kind of, I mean, they've been pretty funny, I'll admit. But it's interesting that they're at a point now where they don't have to say something about video games. It's more about, you know, the characters in the comic, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it would be interesting to get to a point where we do non-gaming related comics, like we did the one a couple weeks ago, you know? It was more about just us, and...
And part of that comes with, you know, if you read the comics regularly, you know a little bit more about each of us. And so
right,
then things
exactly.
are funny based on what you know we would do or what we like. And that's, I guess that's part of the deal with just building up a fan base and just keep doing what we're doing every week.
Yeah. And hey, Ray, did you see the new segment I added, the new post I put on today?
Yes. I think someone guessed it and I kind of realized what it was. I was like, oh, yeah. I think they're right.
Yep. We do have a winner. It is Sweet. The Pac-Man.
Nice.
And I think that'll be a fun little section. Again, for people that don't listen to the podcast, there's still something there on a regular basis to check out. And if we don't have a winner, maybe we'll, you know, talk about it in the podcast a little bit or give a hint or something. Who knows? But I think that'll be fun.
Well, cool. Well, moving along. Comic talk.
All right, here's the comic talk. Why don't people get that the joke of the comic is... Or not. The point of the comic is to say that not just that there's a wolf in this game, like Okami has a wolf, right? So
right,
that's a wolf. Like anybody that uses a wolf is, you know, that's copying. That's not what we're saying. Like Link transforming into a wolf, and that's who you control. Like that's a different.
Right, right.
That's different than being a wolf. Right? I mean, yeah. Am I the only one here that doesn't get that? Like, an iconic game character who's been around for 20 years changes from his normal self into a wolf. That is what Link did, and that is what Sonic is doing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, it makes sense to me. I think for me, it's not so much that. I mean, I've had a lot of weird Sonic stuff happen over the years that I really don't want to think about again at times. So this is just adding to the mix.
Right.
But for me, it's just depressing because there's always got to be a gimmick.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be.
It can't be just Sonic. It's like, it's got to have something else. And so the fact that they would have to make him into a wolf, it's just depressing to me. It's like, you guys, just make a freaking Sonic game. Like, I don't want to deal with this crap anymore.
Yeah.
I get very emotional. I need to tone it down here. Hold on, let me take a banana break.
Banana break. That's awesome.
Healthy.
You need some theme music for the banana break, I think.
Oh my gosh. Peanut butter jelly
time. Anyhow, so I guess I was a little disappointed that a lot of people, like Sheppy and some others, were kind of like, oh, they're not copying unless you say that Link copied Okami. And I don't know, I see it as a game mechanic, a gameplay gimmick that was copied. That's just how I see it.
And who knows, maybe when we finally see what the wolf thing is like, we'll be like, well, that's really cool.
Yeah, you know,
it's
maybe
a cool character.
It's really well executed, and it really adds to the game. I mean, we don't know that.
It's fun to think.
It's fun to think. But no,
that's about it.
Here's my point. Like, at this stage in the game, when we're making a comic about, like, a little announcement, it's not meant to be taken that seriously, right?
Yeah, like, we've played it and it sucks. Yeah. And it's a rip-off.
That's not what we're saying, you know? I mean, But
one of these days, Sega's just going to start sending me their Sonic games and having me put the stamp of approval on things or not. You know, like, one of these days, first thing they're going to do is send it to me before they leak it.
Yeah.
Which, how does it get leaked, by the way? I still don't understand this.
Did you hear how it got leaked?
No.
I heard that it was... They have this website, like, for media relations and stuff.
Right.
And they, you know, they put this information, these screenshots and this video and a little bit, like, a blurb, on this website for Game Informer magazine, I guess. I guess they were going to, you know, release that, like, world exclusive in their next issue or an upcoming issue. And apparently the site just really sucks and there's no secure login or anything. And so somebody just knows where their media relation website is and saw the content in there and spilled it everywhere.
Well, I asked how it got leaked, and I guess there's my answer.
That's what I heard. I read that somewhere.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow, that's
and so
sad.
I was reading Sega was tracking down these people and trying to cut it off, you know, and I think, like, Sega Nerds was asked to take it down. No.
Well, Joystick had to take some of their stuff down, I think.
Yeah, Kotaku, I think, had to take it down or something like that. Sega Nerds was like, they haven't asked us to take it down yet. I'm like, yeah, maybe you guys just aren't big enough.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, if you're not getting calls from Sega, you're You know,
they're not too worried about it.
Then that means only Ray reads your site.
But I must say, we got some nice comments on Go Nintendo.
Yeah.
Which is funny because I feel like normally when they link our comics, there's either no response, like nobody really cared, or they'll criticize it in some way. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like when they were saying, oh, my little sister could draw better than
this. Yeah, like that.
I was like, thanks, dude. Like, oh, I thought the nubby elbows just meant they sucked at drawing. That sort of attitude. I'm like, come on, people.
But yeah, this week it was different. I mean, one person was like, how the F many gaming comics are there out there? And then the next person was like, well, there's a lot, but this is one you should probably bookmark because their stuff's actually really funny. And I was like, oh, wow, that's kind of nice to hear.
Yeah, that was a good, that was nice, very nice.
So, yeah.
You people are all so kind. I don't know what I'm going to do without you.
Yeah.
Probably get a real job.
Well, no, don't do that, Ray.
stay with me.
Stay with me. So, comic for this week, Ray.
Yeah, what's happening?
I got a few ideas.
Oh, sweet. Well, lay them on me tonight.
Right now?
No. Don't give these people a taste of the action.
Well, okay. Yeah, I have a few ideas. I think you already poo-pooed one of them. I don't remember what it was, but... Yep.
See, gone.
See what I have to deal with here, people? I come up with these genius ideas in my mind, and Ray just throws them away. Well, I don't even know what it was. Well, we don't have to mention it because maybe it wasn't that genius. And then
it was like,
oh, don't say, no, no, no. Well, we're gonna use that one someday. That was actually a good one. It was good. Trust me. There's gonna be a week we're gonna need it, and then people are gonna be like, "This was the best comic you guys have ever done."
I still don't get it. Well, I still don't even get the joke.
It's because I sent it in an email. I'll have to describe it to you.
Yeah. You'll have to draw it for me sometime. And then we can just post it.
I'll have to draw it with a vector image and use Illustrator and finish it, right?
Yeah.
Well, with great comic ideas that have not come to fruition yet comes...
great comments, and this week's suggestion box was no different. This week, my comment of the week goes to Donde, or Dandy, who says, in fact, there has been a wolf in a previous Sonic game. Tails Sky Patrol for the Game Gear. He is called... is it Folk Wolf? Or Fock Wolf?
I think it's Bleep Wolf.
We'll say Fock Wolf, one of Witchcart's henchmen, a blue male wolf who rides on a flying motorbike. You know, just when I thought Sonic characters couldn't get any crappier. So I was pretty impressed that Donde seemed to know this, and so my hat goes off to you in a bizarre way, but thank you.
Are you really wearing a hat right now?
Unless you count the little ski slope on my head.
I would love to see you just remove that someday, and I'd be like, no, no way.
Well, you know what's great? What was great in school was you could take like a tech deck skateboard and do some tricks off of it. Off my hair.
Now you have to use some really nice gel then, don't you?
Heck yeah. Well, actually I don't. My hair is kind of trained to just naturally do that. I pretty much just sleep on my face and it ends up that way.
Well, my comment of the week goes to multiple commenters. First one goes to Dr. Game for saying, you guys haven't added anything to the extras page in forever. Put something new on there. My next one goes to...
hey, yeah, didn't we already go over that?
Hold on. My next one goes to Dragon Blader 1. Well, I'd like to see the wheel in desktop format.
Tim...
My next one goes to hold on. Also, the Wheel of Fate would indeed make a cool wallpaper. Perhaps something to revitalize the extra section a bit. That was BG former. That was just kind of a joke, a little dig at Ray there. My real one goes to Luellic, who said about the comic, well, sad but true. It should have been called The Wheel of Dumb Gameplay Mechanics. I'm really sick of them having a game that looks awesome and then telling me about the lame gameplay mechanic. Well, you're right. But I kind of think that maybe some of those other things on the wheel wouldn't have been as lame. You know?
That's true. Maybe those ones you can't see would have really awesome.
Yeah, that would have been cool. Or how about the space one where he doesn't run at all, he just spins around in outer space.
He just spin dashes and then spin he's just kind of floating in the atmosphere forever.
You should have drawn him instead of spinning the other way, just in a ball inside the helmet.
Oh gosh. It's like Super Monkey Ball for Sonic.
That would have been the laziest. That would actually be kind of cool to see.
And then
Sonic.
He could turn into it. He could have like a monkey alter ego, and he'd have to run in the ball.
Oh,
they could tie all the franchises together.
Well, they could at least tie Sonic and Monkey Ball together, because that would work. I am a little disappointed in one thing about the comic, Ray.
What's that?
Your Game & Watch piece of pie.
Well, then why didn't you say anything?
Well, I thought it would look better.
Well, no, but eventually I sent you the comic.
Yeah.
And you didn't say anything. You just put it right up. I'm like, well, wow, put it up without saying anything. We must be either really behind schedule, or he must really love it.
Well, actually, there's two things going on. Yes, we were behind schedule because I had to leave Wednesday night to I was staying at a friend's house before he left for Portland at 4:30 in the morning.
And you're so asking him, hey, do you know how to draw comics? I might need a replacement.
I might need a replacement. No, so I had to put it up really quickly before I took off. And because I think we posted it late, didn't we? I think it was late on Wednesday. And then the other thing was you did the piece of pie for the actual Link Sonic one was way better than anything I thought of doing. Because you used the actual like box art image, you know?
Right, right.
And I was so happy with that because that was what I was most worried about on the comic. I was like, maybe put like Sonic with Link's hat on, or I didn't even know what to say, you know?
Right.
And it turned
out so that's how you wear for like every piece of the pie.
It's like just put
like, I'm not quite sure what to do with this, but do something like Pokeball Sonic. Have Sonic coming out of a Pokeball. I'm like, okay, I guess I'll have to figure something out.
Right.
So no, I mean you did have some good ideas on there. It's like I enjoyed the Ice Climbers idea and like that one up with a lot of glee,
and I liked the way the Landmaster one turned out, and that was probably the easiest one for you, right?
Sort of,
because you already had a Landmaster's picture.
See, people think there's just copy and paste going on, but yeah, like, I do have to like
just copy
like,
paste
the amount of time I put into like editing it and fixing things to make it work in this comic takes just as much time as like drawing a scraggly little Sonic and Tails in a parka, you
right?
Know? It's the same amount of work, essentially, but it's just like, oh, that looks familiar. It must just be copy and paste.
Right. Well, I look forward to seeing the rest of the wheel, Ray.
Oh boy, thanks. Yeah. Don't hold your breath, people, but I will say that we do have some cool stuff on the way
in the form
of extras that should be showing up soon.
I was about to send an email to find out when it would be showing up.
So we got some neat stuff coming up that you guys will enjoy, and I think that will be what, what did they say, refreshes?
The extras?
What did you say?
The extra section, you mean?
What did you say, like rejuvenate?
Something like that, yeah.
So this will definitely rejuvenate the extras page a lot better than a wheel. So look forward to that. Hopefully soon.
Maybe I should just say what it is, Ray.
No.
Okay.
Leave it a surprise.
What it is we have a downloadable game on Xbox Live called Tim and Ray's.
Get out!
Tim and Ray's Excellent Adventure.
Oh my gosh.
Toopy Start Adventures on the Rainslick Precipice of Darkness episode.
And it's a one player game.
And it's a one player game.
Irony.
And it's $20, the most expensive Xbox Live game ever.
And it's like the Simpsons thing where you put in like 28 quarters and then it's game over within 10 seconds.
Yeah. Yeah, we won't announce it, but you'll see it when you see it.
So before we move on, I have to ask, do you have one?
Do I have one what?
Of the next section?
I do, but it's not really one.
Well, I'll throw mine out. I'll throw mine out.
Okay.
My Black Doom Ward.
Wait,
I'm sorry.
what do you
Let
mean?
me let
What?
me let me preface
What are you
this.
doing?
What?
You're gonna get a backlash on this if you don't actually present this in the way it's meant to be presented.
Up next is the most haunted, dreadful, and frightening part of the program, the Black Doom Award.
Whoa.
Each week, Tim and I
Wait,
both
wait, wait,
mention
wait,
a
wait, wait. Oh, no, you're right. Go
Okay. Each week, Tim and I both mention a terrible choice made related to video games in honor of the worst character Sonic Team has ever created, Fawk Wolf. I mean, Black Doom.
I was going to say Wolf Sonic, but yeah, that works.
Next week. Yeah, so my Black Doom Award goes to Sega Superstars Tennis. That's right, I'm giving a Black Doom Award to a game I haven't even played. But I've seen things of it, and I'm not happy. And it might just be because I've played so much Smash Brothers, and there's so much goodness in that game, that anytime I see Sega trying to do essentially the same thing, take all your favorite franchise characters, throw them all in a game where everyone can compete on an even level, except it's tennis. And it just looks sad. And I think what really depresses me though is the music in the game, because all the songs are just like the original tracks. Nothing's redone. Like the same Jet Set Radio music, the same Sonic music, the same Ooh La La music, same Knights music. I think there's like a Space Harrier
What
remix
about
and
Crazy
an
Taxi?
Outrun. I don't think Crazy Taxi's in it.
No.
And I think Outrun has a remix too, but I read the only reason those have remixes is because they couldn't get the rights to actually use the original
Oh,
songs.
jeez.
So they actually had to redo them slightly. But it was done by Richard Jeuquez, which I can't complain about at all. But it's like, you know, people. It's cool. Like, it's like, oh, I remember this. Yeah, it's like, it's nice to have all that come back to you, but it's not as cool when it's just the copy and paste, essentially, right? Like, it just screams like soaking things, like, you know, oh, we're just gonna soak this for all it's worth, and that kind of irks me a little bit. I wish Sega Superstars Tennis was really, really awesome, but it just doesn't look that way, and the Wii version just doesn't appeal to me at all.
Yeah, I was actually surprised that the reviews were a little higher than I expected, because
I thought they would be higher, actually, and it was actually really low compared to what I thought it would
Well,
be.
my expectations were
But
really low.
I know that makes no sense, what I just said, but like I didn't like the game for the reasons I just listed, which is it just seemed like they were milking things. But I'm like, it'll probably be a really good tennis game, though, you know, and there'll be enough out of the tennis that people really like it. But like, I don't know, it's but I guess it wasn't, apparently, so they got some pretty low scores.
I have a Black Doom Award too.
Go for it.
My Black Doom Award goes to Ray for not updating the extras page.
Go home.
I'm just kidding.
Go
No,
home.
no, no, no. I
Tuck
have another
yourself
one.
in. Kiss your wife goodnight. I'll be there tomorrow morning to
Oh,
finish it.
she's already in bed.
That's right. That's right.
I'll wake her up if I
Did
kiss
you
her
play her a
goodnight.
song to go to sleep this time?
No.
You gotta break out your guitar, man. You gotta do it.
I haven't done that in quite a long time.
You gotta play her some songs.
What?
Supersonic Racing.
Oh, stop it. All she ever wants to hear is Jack Johnson, Better Together.
Oh, yeah, don't play. Just tuck
Okay.
her in.
Just tuck her in. Well, my real Black Doom Award goes to. I'm not really sure who it goes to. Let me just explain. So There was a small article on somewhere about.
Okay, you gotta get somewhere specific with this
I'm getting there. Don't hold
My Black
on.
Doom Award goes to people. I don't know if it's the way they treat the environment or the way they talk to me. I just don't like them.
That's a good one, actually. No, the article's not important, so that I didn't mention where it was from. But anyways, there was an article about Professor Layton and how the downloadable weekly puzzles are
Yes.
actually already on the cart. Did you see that?
Yes.
Yeah, and so what you're really doing is just unlocking it on a weekly basis, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't really know if that's such a bad thing, because if you were really downloading the puzzle, it would take a lot longer, right?
Right.
And
there was only a certain set amount to be downloaded to begin with, right?
Correct. So if they just already put them on there, I'm okay with that, because it takes like 2 seconds to download it or unlock it or whatever over the internet instead of waiting for a couple minutes. And you know, there was some problems with the Wi-Fi to begin with, just unlocking the code, so I wouldn't even want to know what it would be like trying to download a puzzle every week, you know?
And I guess for me, it's just like, does it really matter? Either way, you connect, you wait, and you get it, right?
Right.
So what does it really matter if you're actually downloading it or not?
Yeah, people feel cheated by not, like, getting something that wasn't already there. But, see, now, this came up before, like, a year ago with NHL 07 or 08 or something, where you had to pay, like, on Xbox Live for some multiplayer mode or some extra feature that was already on the disc.
Mm-hmm.
And so they noticed that because the download itself was like 200 kilobytes, and they're like,
well, that's different because you have to pay for it.
Exactly. Like, if you have to pay for something that's right. already on the disc that you just bought for $60, yeah, I'd be upset. But this is free stuff, and it just, what's nice is that it, you know, by releasing it on a regular basis, you know, it's kind of something new to check out if you finish the main game.
And I mean, let's just put it this way. If all of a sudden tomorrow night they're like, oh, hey, go to connect online with Brawl and you can download a new character that's already actually on your disc. It's
yeah.
like, no one's going to give a rip. They're just going to be happy there's a new character.
Yeah.
Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah, so
of course, it'd be like Jigglypuff's sister or something.
Well, I guess the Black Doom really goes to the people that complain. Yeah, I was reading the comments. They're like, well, that sucks. I'm like, no, why does it suck? Explain to me why this sucks.
Oh, now they won't be as challenging at puzzles. This is going to be lame.
Yeah, so that was kind of dumb. Dumb.
So it goes to people, like I said. It
goes to people, mainly people that are alive.
Well, that will do it for this episode of 2-Piece Start Live. Join us every Wednesday for a brand new comic and every Monday for a brand new podcast. With that, he's Tim.
And he is Ray.
We'll see you next week.
Bye-bye. Oof.